Oh, come on,
We can teach some people some stuff. All right. So no, so I just
sure. I mean, why not lead off with hot dog talk?
Yeah, fuck yeah. All right, well there goes YouTube. But yeah, no, I found, you've heard of
I guess we could.
Nathan's hot dogs?
Yes.
Well, all right. So regular size hot dogs garbage. Everyone knows that. It's for children. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So now but so they've, they've got the foot longs, you got your daddy longs, whatever you want to call them. Well, Nathan's decided we're going to make jumbo dogs. These things are almost a foot long and they're about 2 inches round in circumference. You throw them in the air fryer for like 12 minutes each, like 12 minutes. You can grill them, obviously, but if it gets cold, whatever. Throw them in the air fryer, 12 minutes. All the grease falls off. It's all beef. They're fantastic. They're fantastic.
Oh.
Healthy? We're not going to worry about that. Then,
If you're having a hot dog, you are not worrying about healthy. And I still do love a good hot dog out.
oh yeah.
Because one place that I don't know if you ever remember having it or not. But I needed to confirm Tony Paco's out of Toledo.
Really?
It's like a Polish place, and
Okay.
they make a bunch of different smoked meats and hot dog on the list.
Well, it's
And they are very good. Like it's an all beef inside of a real casing that really has a little snap to it when it is cooked. Yeah, they're really good. And I've stopped there what twice I at least yeah at least twice on the way up to Detroit just because it's on the way.
Oh, good call.
So
No.
yeah, Toledo is right there, about like a 45-minute drive
Well, there was the
from
battle of there
Detroit.
was the Battle of Ohio fought over Toledo, and Michigan lost. Oh well.
Yeah, I think that was a good loss to take.
Yeah, but we were in Asheville a couple weeks ago for the Hives concert, and on the way afterwards stopped at Highwire, and they had these signs that they looked like old timey signs. It was like a hot dog in a bun with like, holding the sign saying Glizzy's. And I'm like, is this the, and they actually said we sell Glizzy's hot dogs. And I'm like, are they fucking around? Like, what are we talking about? No, they're a real thing. They are smoked brisket hot dogs. Dude. I immediately looked it up to find out if it was real. It was. They're actually made in Greensboro, North Carolina. And they're fantastic. It's a smoked hot dog, basically. All beef. Like I could not believe how good it was. It's also $10 for four. Which, if you go out and buy a hot dog, it's not the bad price. But four hot dogs at home, that's a little much. But yeah, fantastic. Like garbage food's just the best anyways. Everyone knows that. So
Oh yeah, 'cause well, and in town here, there's why am I blanking on it? It's a stadium there.
a house stadium or a crew stadium?
Crew Stadium. Yeah, I'm an idiot for forgetting this because we have them all of the time. Dirty Franks.
Oh.
Very, very good. Like they have all different kind of themes that they have with theirs. So they don't make like some type of just classic one. But they always have all kinds of different flavors. And of course a bunch of them are named after Columbus stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every local place
Yeah,
thinks like they're being really slick. You're like, no, it's just the same stuff. So
I'm sure Asheville has their version. 'Cause I was trying to look for places. There is another place in Asheville that I know the wife and I went to when we were down there that was a very good hot dog place too. I can't remember if it And I think I need to look it up on my phone because trying to jog my memory on Google was not doing the trick.
Know, the craziest thing is, like, to try and get it to wrestling. I was watching an old WCW show, and they actually had a show in Asheville, of all places. And it was WCW. I could not believe it. I said,
No,
"We're at
yep.
the Asheville Civic Center or Asheville Coliseum, whatever it was." I was like, "Asheville, no, like, did I mishear them? Did they mean Nashville?" No. So if you've never been to Asheville, Asheville's a weird old hippie town that's slowly being taken over by bankers and fentanyl problem. So they've got a great music scene, a great food scene too, by the way. And the art is just whatever. So,
I like some of the art there when I was there.
it's not, it's art you can get anywhere else. Like, how many times are you gonna go and find like local beeswax candles? And you're like, okay, I could go down the street and someone's selling that out of their house. Like, they've recovered nicely, at least the
That's
downtown
good.
area. Some of the outlier areas are pretty messed up still from the hurricane, but
Oh,
it was nice
okay.
going back. It was nice going back and seeing stuff put back together. So got
That's
my
good to hear.
semi-yearly biscuit head and ate like a damn pig. So
Yeah, I'm not. It looks like I may have had wings at the place I thought I had a hot dog. So
yeah.
we'll disable
Yeah.
that part of the
Yeah,
discussion.
it also shows like a town like that also shows you the power of being small. Like there's a place called Twin Leaf Brewing. We went there when we were there. And
Oh.
no one ever talks about it. It's usually pretty busy. They don't can their stuff. And they've been around forever. And it's like, well, there's a little something to be said for just staying small. I mean, especially with breweries, how many, are
Oh.
going out of business because they got too big? Or couldn't
Yeah.
sustain the size, I should say.
Well, yeah, that's been kind of interesting. That was an interesting development around here where BrewDog sold their US portion of sales to some holdings company
Yeah.
within the last month or so. So they are not, I guess at least the US branch is not individually owned or, anymore. But then there's this, you were just talking about just staying local and just kind of doing your thing. There's this one brewery that's in Delaware, Ohio, which is just a little north of here that I love, but that's exactly what they did. They're like, we're going to have cheers. And we're gonna make our own beer. They pretty much do their own bartending, and they just do enough beer to serve at their bar. And that's what
Good
they're
idea.
happy with.
Yep.
Like
Yeah.
that's it, and their beer is some of the best in town. Like their one of their fathers like started brewing when Jimmy Carter ended up legalizing home brewing back in the 60s or whatever. And they use some of their recipes to this day, and they're really good Belgian recipes. So yeah, their Belgian beers are just top notch. They're
Nice.
as good as anything that you can get in actual Belgium.
Oh, wow.
Like
Well.
that's how much I think of their beers. Their quad is so tasty. I mean, it's boozy as all hell because it's a quad. Like I think it's like 12.3 or something ridiculous.
Yeah, they usually are. This is what it seems like, and that's why I don't
Yeah,
do those anymore. I don't do a lot of them anymore. But
the those are slow beers for me these days. I cannot go through those if I choose to drink that. So,
no, no.
yep. So we'll get to Bell Time beer later in the show here, but hey, why not? We usually cover NXT on this show. There was a stand and deliver in
Yeah.
between this show and last show. And we also got informed that all of a sudden there's also another really important show next week.
Wait, what did I miss? What's next week?
Isn't that Revenge?
Oh, yeah, whatever. It, I mean, we'll mess all the stuff up together, but it's like,
Yes. Well,
how do
that's
you
what I
go from
kind of
Stand and
figured.
Deliver to this show on Tuesday? Like, what happened? I enjoyed Stand and Deliver quite a bit. And then that's what we got on Tuesday. Like, really, wrestling art, the wrestling shows we cover this week, they didn't need to exist. I mean, that Dynamite episode was absolutely useless. Useless and too long. So.
Oh my gosh. When I looked down at my phone watching that one today and I saw 236, I'm like, the hell is going on here? And the fact that I'm like, hold on, is this match? Oh, okay, never mind. We're trying to do NXT. I'll get to that part
I
of
don't give a shit. We didn't talk about
it later.
Dynamite. And there's really nothing to say about Dynamite. It's actually a good week to lead off. Nothing mattered. It was a bunch of fill-in nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they tried to hype for Dynasty, which was another
Yeah.
one that was kind of wild, where it's just like, oof, I just have not even remotely been thinking about this pay-per-view at all.
Not at all. Not with us trying to plan what we're doing for Vegas, because we only had months to do this, and and now it's here. But yeah, I forgot. I forgot. I guess it's Saturday, not Sunday. So that was nice.
Yeah, so I mean it is a wild situation. It does feel like kind of a bad weekend to be airing a pay-per-view the week before WrestleMania week. Like it just does not like I know that you can't like outright avoid everything that the WWE does, but it's seems like a weird time to have a pay-per-view to
That's what I was trying
me.
to figure out, if they were contractually obligated to do this or something. Because it just seemed like a wild time to have this the week before, when the eyes of the world, or eyes of the wrestling world, are waiting one more week. Regardless if people like the buildup or whatever their complaints are at WrestleMania, facts are facts. But,
Yeah, it's definitely a they can talk about rising attendance all they want, and it's, who was talking about that? Was that Ricochet?
I mean, AEW, well, they don't have the problem. It's TNA's got the problem. But no, like, I was watching NXT. No, I'm sorry, AEW. We'll get to NXT in a second. I was watching AEW last night, just going, this show is boring. Ciampa and what was his name? Was it not Lince Dorado?
Bandito.
No, it wasn't Bandido. He took Brody King's place.
Oh, okay.
Because he skipped Dynamite for his friend's funeral. I actually saw that headline. I was like, no, he missed the show because his friend's funeral conflicted with it. It's a tad different. You don't skip the show to go to a funeral. You can't be at the show because you're attending the funeral of a friend. God.
Matt. Yeah, Mascara Dorado was who we were
Yeah,
looking
that's it.
for.
Yeah, cool.
I did not remember which additional lucha person it was,
Yeah.
honestly, during the actual match itself, because
Yeah. So that's like.
I've just kind of laughed that Ciampa gets to come in, win a belt, and then it's just like, okay, yep, it happening what happens to everyone, you're just turning irrelevant now. So
Yeah, it's.
hats off to you. You get to say that you won a championship your first match or second match or whatever it was, that after that it's back to the usual AEW pit of
Yeah.
despair.
Yeah. Well, we had so, like, that match was for the number one slot of the Casino Gauntlet, right? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yes.
And then Sorry, so big deal. So Ciampa won. All right. And then you got how many multi-man tag matches that don't mean anything?
Well, there was, because I scrolled past the singles match, and oh yeah, the opener was the six man with Andrade, Takeshita, Mark Davis taking on Darby Allin, Bandido, and Jack Perry. So
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
cool. Big
that
deal.
was just like we are throwing a bunch of people together
That's what this
for
whole
a
show
match
felt
here.
like. What the whole show really felt like. Like, good stuff.
The next match up, I don't really I mean, I guess it's an okay use. Queen Aminata comes back and ends up eating the L to Willow
Yes.
Nightingale.
Yes.
Like, I
I know she never won anyways, so it's not a big deal. But
right.
hey, welcome back, L. Can I just fight Julia Hart or something? Like,
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, they always try to give her, oh, she did such a great job in this loss. Like, it's hard to shake off the rust. And it's just like, we talk about it all the time. Don't put the person in that position.
yeah.
Like, I don't, it's not that hard. That's why, oh, yeah. I did love Triple H trying to explain to me that it is, in fact, that hard.
Oh, did you see that Cody thing? The Cody interview?
I at least saw part of it.
We don't want to get off on it, but I agree with him in a little bit that yeah, it is probably pretty hard. Is it as hard as you make it to be? Like you make it that hard? No, that's on you. But anyways,
Yes,
like situations like
that
this,
would be my stance.
yeah, or
Just
like,
yeah, you make it more complicated than it actually is, sir.
Well, as we're finding out. He may not be the problem. So,
Yes, this seems to be rearing its ugly head.
But it's like the poor. I'm not a huge Queen Amanada fan, but at the same
Oh,
time, it's like, come on, man. You got
yeah. I
who?
that that's I mean, I've liked her just because I did see her on the indies around here. And thought, I thought she was pretty good then. She was kind of young-ish at the time, and then yeah, it's been a few years, and then she popped up here. I'm like, oh, that's pretty
Yeah.
cool. And but she's never really had any good build up,
No. Well, she was
like she got
undefeated or
the
something in Ring of Honor.
yeah she did get a rack up a bunch of wins in Ring of Honor and maybe challenge for the TV championship or something like that at some
Yes.
juncture.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, she got a decent push there, but it's again, like it's one of those things that ROH is a black hole, and we don't
Yeah.
really know, and none of the AEW announcers would fill you in that well.
Yeah.
Not Excalibur, definitely not Tony Schiavone, and as much as I like Nigel McGuinness, he is not that type of announcer.
No.
He shouldn't really be expected to. Like that's one of those ones where I'm just like, yeah, he just gets a pass because that's just not really in his job description.
Yes, I'm trying. I was trying to find something on my phone, but figure it out in a second. Yeah, but it's like, all right. So you got this match, and Willow was doing some of the stuff I hate that she does. Like she takes a move, takes this, almost gets pinned, and it rolls. She takes that big swinging neck breaker, rolls out of the ring like nothing happened. She's like, "Whoop! You almost got me." I'm like, "Come on, girl, sell, sell! You just had a neck break." I'm like, whoa! Like, just at least kink your neck to the side, you know? Something, but
No.
it's like that's what drives me
Missing some
crazy
of the
about her.
finer points.
That's not even a finer point. That's what you're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
If nothing hurts you, then why should I ever get involved, you know? But it was funny because I was just saying, like, yeah, Willow's really grown on me. I like her. I like everything. I like the package, presentation, energy, all that. In ring's gotten better. She stopped doing stuff she shouldn't be doing. And And as soon as I get done saying that, she
She starts
knows, like,
doing them again.
yeah, like, man, come on. But it's
Oh,
also the AEW Women's Division, which means nothing again, which is no Toni Storm, no Mercedes. Tekla is not it. And, oh,
yeah,
God.
I like her. She was on my list of worst promo in quite some time.
Oh yeah.
That because there was a lot of things weird about that whole situation, honestly. The fact that Jamie Hayter is the choice for a sing the singles championship
Yeah.
seems just really out of the blue, is just a general concept because she's been doing this Brawling Birds thing for a month or so now, maybe a couple of months. I don't know. But enough time, it's just like, okay, yeah, they're trying to establish these two as the tag team, and that's fine. They've gotten some wins or more wins than losses. So it's just like, okay, cool. Like they're just rolling with this thing. And then all of a sudden we're like, hey, singles championship for this tag team person. It's just like, huh?
Well,
Like I
it's I don't think they're breaking him up, but I think right now, for storyline purposes, they need Alex Windsor to be broken off from her because she's with her. I don't know if they're married. I can't remember. She's off with her
No,
husband.
they're engaged.
Okay, so,
At
yeah.
least according to the announcers, they said
Okay,
fiance. So,
so yeah, so it's like just drop Jamie Hayter to go be with the fiance, and then,
well, I feel like that was more Jamie Hayter. Well, I shouldn't say Jamie Hayter driven, but I it's one of those, and we kind of talked about it last week. We went through the roster, the women's roster, talking about who could be a challenge, who could have been a stepping stone for Tekla on the way up, and we're like, there isn't anyone. And then that's the other problem right now too, I guess, for her. Like she's gonna have a championship run, and it's just like there's no one to feed her.
No
But
one.
like it as much as it's gonna be a terrible reign, she is being done zero favors.
Right. And that's
In
why.
the situation, just zero favors.
Yeah. And that's why Queen Amidala, probably should have gotten a little bit of different book in there. Like build someone else up, anything.
Yeah, just have another, you have enough people on your roster to have someone, like you said, have Julia Hart lose to her. Like
She
that's
was the
fine.
number one anyways.
Yeah, like you have enough women on that roster, and even because I'm not sure how much we talked about it, because was it last week that Hikaru Shida comes back and loses immediately? Like she was in the crowd for this match, and she has such a baby face that the announcer's trying to put over how mean mugging she
Yes. Oh,
was
so cringy. No, she's
like,
not.
yeah, I'm like,
She wasn't even scowling, She was just watching. Like,
yeah, like she kind of put on a little bit of face, but not much of a face. Like she was trying to do more poker face, it almost felt like, than it was like trying to tip her hand or, showing anger or
yeah.
determination.
Yeah.
But she was another one where it's just like you maybe could have had someone who had some championship credibility there, but you had her lose right at her comeback too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like if it's not Toni Storm, I get the feeling it was supposed to be Tekla and Toni Storm. And their
Oh,
pivot
yes.
is pretty rough because they just go, all right, how about, oh no, we put all of our eggs in the Toni Storm basket. Even though she wasn't the champion,
She drove the storylines of the women's division.
she was the black hole for the champions. Even when she was champion, if you fought her, you were dead. You were just dead in the water. I think Mariah May was the only one that could keep up.
Yes.
And it's been before her and after her, it's been nothing. Statlander winning out of the blue was strange. She did nothing with that title. And then,
Well, yeah, again, done zero
yeah.
favors and then really done even less, like negative favors with her interaction with Tekla. Like,
Yeah.
hey, let myself get beaten up before my rematch because I really want my title back, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
why are you willingly getting beat up 3-on-1 the night before?
Yeah,
Jeez.
it's just the booking and story decisions are so stupid. And it doesn't do the women any favor. Like it
No,
I'm
because
not mad
even
at them.
Stat,
They're doing what they're told.
a,
They're doing
yeah.
what nonsense is written for them or told to them. And it's not working. Now it's Mercedes now has no belt, so I guess she'll be back soon. They've got all these other women. They send them. They send them to Ring of Honor. You've got your longest reigning champion in Ring of Honor that people actually want to see.
It was so funny. I can't remember when that happened, when Athena made, because was it right when Mercedes Moné came in and she kind of made a handful of appearances and we thought
Yes.
she'd be, there was a possibility she was going to be an AEW regular after that. And I was kind of, not kind of, I was looking forward to that being the case. And it has not become the case at
Nope.
all.
She's just there
Unfortunately.
as the forever champion in Ring of Honor. It's like, hey, that's basically you're the forever champion of Sizzle Pro Wrestling in Laredo, Texas. No one cares. And
Yeah, like Ring of Honor only carries a name because of the legacy. Like it stopped being that Ring of Honor a long time ago, you
yeah, it really
know?
did. And
You know, the Tony Khan era, yeah, it's again, like you said, it's essentially non-existent.
yeah, and like trying to do this cost-effective thing where I think they're recording all the shows in like the same building. Was it Jacksonville? But if you see the shows, they look cheap. Like as bad as some
They're not doing
independent shows can
Daly's
look.
place down there.
No, it looks like it's in a ballroom with like they just put fancy stuff up. It's bad looking.
Oh,
And
wow.
it's like,
I
even
mean,
at their worst, with their worst lighting, their worst setups, Ring of Honor looked like a wrestling show. This looks like, all right, we have to put something up. It almost looks like, have you ever seen, is it Women of Wrestling? It's like a throwback to GLOW, sort of. It looks like that, but with less people. Far, far, far less people.
I mean,
That's
there
not
weren't a
good.
lot of people at the WoW shows,
Not
honestly,
too many,
so.
but they get their extras in there telling them what to do. So at least they're fervent about their product. I've not seen that in a long time though. I don't even know if it's still on.
I think it's on the CW now, honestly.
No. It all
And
it,
I
it was
think it has been
always
for a while. And I think when it switched to CW, I was actually when I kind of tapped out because it just wasn't.
good. It
Yeah,
just
there
doesn't.
were maybe you could have pulled some positives from it, but for the most part, yeah, it just overall wasn't worth the time to watch it.
No, I used to record it, and I found myself just not going to watching, and I'm like, okay, because I mean, some of it was. That's why I said it was like a GLOW throwback, and
Oh yeah, it definitely has that vibe. Like the way it's produced and everything, it has a very GLOW
Yeah, but they all
kind
had
of feel to the
characters.
production.
All of them had like some, and I understand it's a
Oh, they.
women's wrestling show, so there are no men to get in the way, but all the characters usually had something going on, and they mattered. They moved up and down.
Oh,
All the
yes.
things AEW's, and to a degree, WWE, not NXT, because they're moving women up all over the place. But yeah, I know we kind of got just stuck on that, but
Well, no, we deep ended talking starting with Willow and Queen Amanada,
yeah.
so that's why we went off the deep end on the
Jericho came
women.
back to light applause again.
It was better than Winnipeg.
Well, yeah. So four people cheering is more than three. So yes, you would be correct.
I did think that it was more than four people.
Well, I know, but
It still was for a legend of his status, not really a great response.
no, I don't. Especially in Canada.
I will say that.
In
Yeah,
Canada, too.
they have given him two of the friendliest places possible
Yeah.
to come back in, and it's again, like, I do feel like Edmonton was better than Winnipeg. It still wasn't great. I don't, maybe the US crowds will pop better, but they're in Vancouver for the
Yes.
pay-per-view.
Yeah, they're on a Canadian run. Yeah.
And this was another one where on this night, I have in general liked the Ricochet character as of late. Oh boy, this promo was just awful.
Yeah, I.
Just it was the worst of what Ricochet has done in the past.
Yeah. That's fair. It really is, yeah. I
Again, been on a roll. This one just brought that roll to a screeching halt. And I mean, it really did. It was another one where it just screams, we needed to make this hard right pretty quickly here. Like, I
no.
don't know if Jericho didn't tell them he wasn't coming back. I don't know what the story is, but this just feels so thrown together for a pay-per-view.
It's funny because like some of the matches, had some momentum behind them, had some purpose. And they're like, "Hey, Jericho's back. We got to get him on the card." Like, wait, what? And why isn't Ricochet fighting Jack Perry? Like going after his title again.
That's been the story, but yeah, again, like another person that just makes a hard, zigs instead of zags, like everyone was expecting. It's just like, huh? Like, it's just sometimes there's a good, huh? But these have not been good, huh?
Yeah, I like the whole card. Like, I don't know. I guess they were just protecting people. Well, except Moxley, he doesn't care, but or Ospreay. But like the whole show was built around a feud between the Death Riders, who really is a one man show, Marina and Claudio. Okay, Pac, all right, and then you got the two jobbers. So okay,
Oh.
well. They start the show and I hated this. It just cracked
Oh,
me up.
I did kind of enjoy the brawl out front.
Okay. You've got the Death Riders who you know who they are, right? Van pulls up with a bunch of people in it. Who the fuck are these people? They've never, ever appeared on AEW outside of Alex Windsor. She got out first, acceptable. Right? Oh, okay. And then three dudes. One of them is the IWGP champion. Now, I knew there was a new champion crowned over the weekend or last weekend, I think it was. This is the guy who New Japan has chosen to like lead their company, like box office. Are we joking around here? Like,
Yeah, evidently 23-year-old is fairly nondescript white guy. Because yeah, it's one of those consistent AEW problems.
yes.
Again, like people show up and they mentioned their names. But the announcers just still, to me, like, even though they mentioned that he was the IWGP champion, I still feel like I didn't know who was who
I
by the
still don't.
way that they were describing stuff.
Nah.
Well, I do know the difference because Francesco Akira already in my favorite Paisans ranking. So he was the smallest of the United Empire people.
Oh, I thought he was the guy with the tattoos on his face.
No, that was Hinoru.
Oh,
Let me
okay.
see. I need to go down to the match here
Oh.
to
Color me confused. Because,
Hinare.
oh.
And the new IWGP champion was Callum Newman. Evidently, yeah, Will Ospreay left him in charge of United Empire when he left, I suppose, 2 years ago.
Okay. I
I
thought United Empire was him, Fletcher, and Davis. I did not know that there were other members.
neither did I,
Okay.
honestly.
You know why? Because we don't watch. So when these people
Oh,
show up out of the blue
yeah.
and they're like, "Oh my God, it's United Empire." It could be the fucking Empire with Darth Vader. At least they'd be more recognizable. And then they get the main event slot that goes for 45 minutes, whatever nonsense this was. Yes, I'm sure it's probably 20, but the
Yeah,
show ends at
it was
10.
not. It was not nearly as long. Well, it ended, but well before 10, because that was what I was just like when it started. Oh, the usually reliable. We have a time. Oh, it did hit the overrun for the
That
match.
show ended at 10:26. Yes.
Yeah, it
Because we
was.
had to hear from Kenny Omega just talking for some reason.
It's always funny to have a promo saying, "I hate the promo guy in this matchup."
Promo for 15 minutes or whatever it
And
was.
then the promo guy gets to do his promo too. So yeah, like I, especially with how that matchup ended, I know that maybe Tony Khan throws a wrinkle in there more in that you can't leave the guy lying and then win the match kind of thing, but it really does not feel like it is Kenny Omega's time to win the championship
Yeah,
back.
I don't know either, but like
Maybe they
going.
do it. This is one of the few times where that's the only thing that I'm kind of interested in to see what happens at the pay-per-view. Is it like I said, like Tony Khan at least doesn't always go like, yep, you get the beat down, so you lose at the pay-per-view,
Right.
like is standard as the WWE does. So it leaves the door open a little bit more. But again, like I don't think it's really his time right now. Like he's another one
No.
where I just I don't feel like they've done him any favors in the comeback
No. No.
either, where like they've done a better job than most of the stuff that we've been talking criticizing previously on
No.
the show here, but he it's still been a little bit choppy his comeback.
Oh, it sure has. And I don't know. It seems, well, these Canadian audiences have not been good. So it's hard to judge things, but it's like no one really, like, he hasn't got like a huge pop. Even like coming out for this promo, talking during the promo, even getting one up on MJF at the end, the crowd didn't really react to it at all. It was weird. Now, maybe they're
Well, again,
asleep because the show was boring, but
I...
you have to see a bunch of faceless people. Except for the tattoo guy who didn't sell any moves. And now apparently it's everyone's favorite. L let's back up a second. The dude with the
Well, you
tattoos,
already did.
He just kept no selling everything. If that's the case, why isn't he the New Japan champion? You know what I mean? If he's that
Was
tough,
it the Japanese gentleman?
yeah, the only guy that has tattoos on his face.
Yeah, that
So,
is Mr. Hanare
yeah,
there, I
why the
believe.
hell isn't he the champion? Like it, none of this made any sense. It didn't explain anything about why these guys are able to go toe to toe with the Death Riders, other than Moxley. I'm sorry, outside of Moxley and Claudio, like Maria Shafir and Windsor, whatever, wash. But it's like,
Yeah.
this insistence on AEW's audience having to know everything is old. And especially when I have eyes and I look and go, there's nothing special in this ring outside of the guys who are special. I just, and I kept running today, like, what a great impression the guy with the tattoos made. And I was like, why? Anybody can do that. Anybody can no sell stuff. That's all he did.
That's one of those reasons that maybe it's been hard for me to go back to New Japan as a general whole, just because there's a lot of no selling there. The whole
Oh.
fighting spirit situation really lends itself to no selling. And
Yeah.
it's just like when everyone is Hulk Hogan and no one is Hulk Hogan is really
Right.
what the problem ends up
Yeah.
becoming. It's just, it becomes groan worthy when everyone's like, no, I'm unaffected by anything. It's just like, okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah, but you're right. I wanted to point that out. Like, I didn't even care that Ospreay pinned Moxley. I thought that was cool. And then his buddy, the New Japan champion, helped him. I was like, okay, that's fine. There's no rules in the match anyway, so whatever. But, at least Ospreay got something, Because I
Yeah,
don't think
but he,
Ospreay's winning, so.
I wouldn't think so either. And I guess I did eventually kind of learn their names through that matchup, but boy, again, I just do not think those announcers do a very good job in trying to, like you said, like if we're supposed to know this stuff help us out. Or
Yeah.
do a video package for them. Because
Yes.
honestly, hey, this was one that I will give points to NXT this week for. Was it Callie Armstrong that they did a short video package for debuting her from her Evolve stuff?
Yeah. Well, same with
And I'm like, oh.
Starboy Chaz.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That one was good. Like they're not long things, but they gave you enough information that you're like, oh, okay, I kind of understand who this guy is.
Yeah, well, it's just it's AEW's production. They just don't. They expect you to just know this stuff, and they expect you to know, like, hey, these guys are great. I don't know. It'd be like James. Honestly, it's like James Ellsworth just showing up, and I'm going, oh my God, you know who this is? That's James Ellsworth. Like, I see he's not worth anything, and he's just doing all these moves. You're like, what is this? But we also, there's one thing I could not believe what I was watching. All of a sudden, Don Callis is Phil Jackson, right? And he likes when his players don't like each other. And but they still, it's all for the cause, blah blah blah, right?
Yes,
He was
I
like,
did almost forgot to talk about our favorite hobby horse.
Takeshita and Okada don't like each other. They argue, that's fine. 20 minutes later, they're actually coming to blows. And I was like, what? We were waiting for that the whole time. But then they say they're gonna be in a match against the Young Bucks. Well, why wouldn't they just save that for the pay-per-view? They've been building it and building it, and they just threw it away. I was dumbfounded at that one. The crowd didn't really react to it either. I mean, I guess I need to stop harping on the crowd because
Yeah, I didn't think it was as bad as either you or Chris thought. I again, did I think it was the most raucous crowd I've ever heard? No, but I thought they were okay.
Yeah, well, but the thing, all right, but with saying they're okay, this angle shouldn't have been in front of an okay crowd. You know, they've been building those two fighting forever. And it happens, it just happened. And you're like, there was no buildup or
Yeah,
anything.
that one's another one where I think it's, hey, Tony Khan's so cool that he lets our people work with other people, and Takeshita working for New Japan just it's got to kill his momentum over in I know that he was champion over in New Japan,
Yeah.
but how do you book a guy that's there half the time? You know what I mean? Like I don't know how you do that.
Well, he's been back long enough now to really push this forward.
And
But
they haven't. They've
no, go
kind of
ahead.
been a little. Well, they've been a little more subtle about it this go round. Like they haven't really been. Takeshita and Okada haven't really been in each other's face since Takeshita came back.
Right. It's
So
they've
that's why
separated
it's it,
for a while.
yeah, it's only been I feel like he's only been back like maybe a month or something, but yeah, they have kind of kept them separated in the meantime. It's just like, oh, like that's why it felt like it just was out of the blue, even though it's definitely been out there in the ether. Yeah, it felt like a strange thing, and what, yeah, because is the te oh yeah because. Oh, and how I mean, how did I almost try to pivot out of AEW when we didn't talk about your favorite pro wrestler on the planet, Kyle Fletcher? Because this all happened because Kyle Fletcher got injured on Collision this past week, evidently.
No, it was actually, I think it was two Saturdays ago. They're
Oh,
just
okay.
now getting to it, I think. But
Oh.
it's,
Yeah, but evidently he is out for a while, so
yeah.
I forgot that's why Takeshita and Okada are teaming together first, then them fighting each other should have been a pay-per-view match. Like it
Yeah.
have the tag match further the story so that whatever your next pay-per-view is, that's what they fight at. Like
And that they come to blows when they should have come to blows, either at the pay-per-view Saturday, or finally, the if they lose to the Bucks, then they start fighting. Then it's like, okay, now we got to see these guys fight. Not just, I'm the coach. I don't care if you guys are mad at each other. I don't care if you don't like each other. So, but that's it. That was NXT. That was AEW this week, man.
Don
Like,
Callis family.
just a bunch of weird decisions and boring ass action. So, and an overrun of 26 minutes for no reason. So.
Oh yeah, it was completely wild what that overrun this week was
Yeah.
just so out there. I really couldn't believe it when I looked at my phone with that.
Yeah.
It's just like it was
Well,
so
that
un
match was still going at 10-10.
if it would have caught my eye a little bit more, it would have been helpful. But like you said, it felt like it was more work than it needed to be, honestly.
Let's get to NXT. Because I don't even really know what to say. Like, this.
Why do I have why I opened up the complete oh
What's going
I was trying to
on.
find the NXT results, but I'm either in the wrong place or oh, they did not have this week's results in the
Yeah, well.
place where I usually find them. That's
Yeah, well, you
when
know.
I'm like, oh. Because it seemed like every feud that was at Stand and Deliver, honestly, just continued to the next.
Yes.
It, like, because they decided, oh yeah, because I guess we already did the revenge joke to start the show. We don't really need to explain that, but I guess we can get into it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the quick turnaround to having a show that, for some reason or another, they're trying to make feel special. You really didn't have a choice but to recycle feuds. Like, with a week
Yeah.
turnaround?
Yeah. It's almost as if they planned this out better. They wouldn't have had to do this. Kind of an AEW thing, you know? Like,
Oh yeah, this is piss poorly planned. Like, it is definitely another one that it seems like, for whatever reason, TKO's like, hey guys, like, we really need you to hype this one up. And it's just like, why?
yeah,
I don't know what purpose that serves in storytelling or helping your product at all.
I think it'll look better on a graphic for tomorrow's SmackDown when they show Monday Night Raw, then NXT Revenge, then SmackDown again, Hall of Fame, then WrestleMania Night 1, WrestleMania Night 2, Monday Night Raw, you know? I think that's why you can have like NXT Revenge instead of just oh, your newest
Just a
episode of
normal
NXT.
episode of
Yeah.
NXT.
Yep. Everything's got to be branded.
Oh my
And it's
gosh.
like,
Yeah, that
okay.
is exactly what it is.
And it's I enjoyed Stand and Deliver. I thought the Tatum Paxley match with Mariah May was kind of I'm sorry. Blake Monroe was kind of weird. It didn't seem that long. But
Yeah, I
yeah.
was a little bit surprised. I'm pulling up the results for that part at least. Since, again, a lot of this stuff was carryover, hey, why not just base it off of
Well, yeah, because
Oh, yeah, I did love them. Like, oh, this is the perfect time to have a Birthright. Oh, never mind.
it's never a perfect
Birthright's
time for
awful.
Birthright. No, that is possibly one of the worst factions they have ever done. There isn't a star in that group. Maybe Ariana Grace. That's it. Everyone else would be nice and serviceable. The ceiling is NXT. And that includes Charlie Dempsey too. So he doesn't even look like he wants to be there. Have you noticed that?
It feels really weird what's happened. Or I guess I don't know what to expect out of him. Like, he is such a weird, he's a weird body type in a type that in a time where weird body type doesn't really happen that much. He hasn't really sold me as an actual fighter. I don't care if you call your team the No Quarter Catch Crew or not.
Yeah.
Like, there's been nothing in ring that said to me that screamed anything like William Regal kind of being a tough guy. Back, because I guess comparing him to his dad is about as good a way to go as any. Where
Yeah.
it's just like, even though he might have kind of lost, I feel like he lost more than he won when I was watching him.
Regal, yeah, for sure. For sure.
But they still did a good job of presenting him as a tough guy and a hard out. And kept on doing so. Like, they haven't even done that for Dempsey at all in any way. Like, there's no tough guy to him. There's no nothing there. Like, it really is. Yeah, Birthright is just dead on arrival.
It's
Dead on arrival. Because even, oh, I guess another good thing to talk about, when Booker T said, oh, Lexus King has been picking up stuff for the last 3 years, I'm like, oh my gosh, Lexus King has been in NXT for 3 years now, huh? is all I could think to myself.
I missed that line. When you said that today, I was like, oh my God, he's been here 3 years.
But again, like, and I think I've already said it on previous shows, and I mean, you already talked about it. Like that, I really don't even see him being on the main roster,
No.
really.
I never saw him
Like,
as a main roster guy.
you
No.
know, like, I don't. It will be wild if he doesn't leave the WWE brand at some point to me.
I don't know if he'll leave it or get told to leave. I mean, being a third generation guy or second generation, excuse me, maybe not. But you've got TNA out there, which is, another WWE farm system.
Light,
But
yeah.
there's money to be made on the indies. He's improved himself enough in the ring. He can go and do something. He's gotten, I mean, his look's gotten better. But the thing is, he's just okay in the ring. So,
And I also think that the promos are just another thing where it's not that they're bad, but they're also just okay. And it's just, you know, when you have a lot of options and you see what ends up hitting, you're like, yeah, I understand why this just isn't really taken off here.
yeah.
You know, like you just kind of look at the other guys that are doing a good job of getting themselves hype, and there's definitely a clear difference between him and someone, say, like, you know, an Ethan Page or a Ricky Saints, or even if you want to go more homegrown, Tony D'Angelo is just
Yeah.
kind of handled everything that he could possible,
Yeah.
for what reason, Lord only knows, because he's probably been down there longer than what's it's Lexus King.
Yes, he has. I mean, it's well, Alexis came in when he was I think he came in a little bit after, like, the was it not gold, black and gold, but whatever that new generation was with Carmelo. I mean, remember
Oh.
Carmelo? All those guys started on the same show. The only guy left is Tony D. It's like a Bailey sort of situation. What the hell is he still doing there?
That one is that one, at least at the pay-per-view, unfortunately, that was spoiled, but also when you watch something like 3 days after it aired, like,
Yeah, that's
what the fuck do you expect in this
fair
day
game.
and age? Yep. Yeah, that's on me and not on the internet at this point. But yeah, it was good that he got the win. And again, with this tight turnaround, they're just like, oh, okay, yeah, it's you and Joe Hendry again. And oh no, hold on. No, is he
Ethan
taking
Page.
on Ethan Page? That's
Yeah.
right. Yeah. Which is fine, because I think Joe Hendry is addressing. That's right. Joe Hendry is doing a concert and addressing it. And I'm just like, oh, is he going up already? Like, again, like, you don't need to. If you're going to keep that gimmick, he may as well be on the main roster. Like, you've
Yeah.
already done the test run on the main roster. Like, this is just kind of silly that he's in NXT.
I just like the way they had done it. They've been doing it with the NXT guys. Some are part of the draft, some just show up. I don't need the whole, I'm gonna address my future. Like, just go. Just go on the main roster, and everyone knows if you're stuck at NXT a long time, you ain't going. So you're just gonna disappear one day.
Yeah,
And
which is was the part that was getting weird about Tony D. It's just like he disappears, never shows up on the main roster, pops back in. That's why, I mean, the man has I feel like put on a few lbs of muscle there in the
I think he
meantime.
slimmed down, actually.
I do think he's has less stomach
Yeah.
than he used to also, but I think his arms are bigger than they used to be. Or
Yeah.
maybe it is just because he's just a little more cut than he
Yeah.
was previously.
But it's like watching the main event of Stand and Deliver. Ethan Page, Ricky Starks, Saints. Damn. Ricky
Yeah.
Saints. Yeah, Joe, Ethan, Ricky, Tony. Was there a fifth?
No, it's just four.
Okay. None of them should be there. And now he's a champion. He's going to be there a little while longer. And it's like, but you look, we talked about this last week, so it's dead horse, but there ain't no one else. I mean, that big man match with Jasper Troy and Keanu Carver, and then this time on Tuesday, it added Josh Briggs.
Yeah.
Woof. Oh boy, that was some tough sled, man. Jasper Troy looked blown up. He looked like he was a struggling. So.
Again, for whatever reason, the men have definitely had a harder time in transition. And I think we've been at least a little bit spoiled with a couple of these really quick risers
Yeah.
in Javon Evans and Obafemi over the last year. And it kind of helped paper over a problem that in general I think we had talked about a lot prior to that, where the men's division was just outright terrible.
Yeah. Outside the outside those guys. Yeah.
And I mean they worked over it with Ethan Page and Saints and to a lesser degree I would say Hendry, just because he really still hasn't been in NXT for that long.
No,
And
he.
like it's been like 3 months or something like that, honestly.
Well, especially when like he showed up on the main roster for a few weeks, and then went back down to NXT, and it's like, well, wait, what happened? So it, yeah,
Yeah,
it.
it just seems like he'd stay up there, honestly.
Yeah.
Again, like he's done enough that like, come on, guys, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's but it's like the main roster is so bogged down that it's like. Even Tony D, where's he going? He'd have to come in like Bron Breakker on an opposite show, obviously, and act like him. You
Yeah,
know?
well, and I
And
guess that's the other strange thing about the whole D'Angelo situation. It almost feels better for him to be a character rather than him
yes.
just being another
Yes.
badass guy.
I thought the same thing.
You know, like I get that you want people to be more serious, but I feel like there's also room to have someone like a Tony D'Angelo around.
And they don't even need to go that heavy into it, you know?
Oh
But
yeah,
just
they
something.
don't need to have him behind bars cutting promos for months on end.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah,
Man, I like that stuff. But
and
yeah.
he, I mean, he doesn't even need to be the Dawn of Raw or anything like that. Just kind of have the mob
He's
gimmick
just
and
the
have
Don.
him, yeah, he's just the Don and he has a family.
Yeah,
And
Rizzo's not doing anything. She's hurt. I know she's hurt.
yeah.
Take her with you. So you've at least got not. She's the concierge since the other guy apparently is a hippie now. So, okay. But.
And concierge is a waiter
Yeah, I meant
or
cons
the
was it consigliere? Yeah, sorry.
consigliere.
I got excited. But I was like, yeah, but like get Adriana Rizzo back on there. She was always loyal to Tony. Everybody else took off. Cool. So
Yeah,
you've
I
got a
even feel
pairing.
like she's been loyal to Tony online.
Yes. Yeah.
She still gives Stax shit online
Yeah. So,
for betraying
but the
the
thing is,
family.
if they would have just paired Ariana Grace with Stax, have her be like the mafia woman, right? You know,
Oh,
like a Goodfellas thing with Stax.
yes.
You've got a whole little, you know, family,
Yeah,
and they put them
again,
together
like
after, like,
if...
her was it. Santino was Italian, right?
Yes. If your name ends in a vowel, there is roughly a 50% chance that you are Italian.
Yeah, well, an O probably, because all the Polacks have an I, so I'm one. So, yeah,
Yep.
if you went into ski,
Yep.
just you're my people. So,
Yep. But yeah, there's a lot of O's, A's, I's.
yeah.
Italians
Oh,
are not discriminatory about what vowel to end
okay. Thank you.
your
That's when that
name
sentence should not have ended. So,
in.
but no. So, it's, anyways, but it's like all of these
Well, yeah,
guys.
let's. We do not need to get
Let's move
into
on then.
those Italian politics, because, oh boy, if you
Well,
think
Trump
the
did
U,
fight a
if
lot
you
of black guys,
think
didn't he?
the
So,
if you think the U.S. is bad, yeesh, yeesh.
whenever someone says that, you guys are so racist over here. It's like travel somewhere else. Travel somewhere else. It's 100 times, not 100 times worse. It's worse because they are just outwardly blatant, where at least we have some subtlety. Although the blatant stuff is getting pretty blatant. So,
Yeah.
but
There's
anyways.
been less of a distinction there
Yes.
recently.
But yo, it's like, so now we're gonna get Ethan Page and Tony
Tony
D.
D. Yep.
And
So yeah, there's that quick turnaround. I guess the other championship to be talked about, because it also changed hands. And there's also a rematch for revenge here. Lola Vice
yes.
ends up capturing the women's championship at Stand and Deliver, and they do a pretty quick turnaround here for her and JC Jane. This one definitely, to me, feels like
Goodbye.
JC Jane is out of Dodge here.
Yeah.
I know that you're concerned about her spot on the main roster, but I'm not terribly
No, I think
concerned.
she'll be fine. I think it's just gonna be a matter of someone's gotta go. And we'll see. But no, and really all of Toxic Attraction should go up.
Yeah, they're another
So
one where it's just like, even if Lainey Reid isn't really wrestling a whole lot of matches, have her as part of the act. Like what, like I would think you'd be crazy not to
right.
have her go, because if Fallon Henley, certainly, if I'm also to be understood, she's another one that it was an indie wrestler at one point. So I feel like she's been in NXT long enough herself now at this point, where it's just like, is she just gonna live in NXT the rest of her career, or is she gonna do something else here? Like, even if you lose on the main roster, I guess it's better than being in NXT your whole life.
Well, okay, look at what's happened with Kiana James. She wasn't really going anywhere in NXT, you know? And then she goes to the main roster, disappears for reasons, injury and and now she's back. She's more valuable and more important and whatever else on the main roster than she ever was in NXT. So that can happen when you get people behind you.
Yeah, she has definitely gotten the bounce back, and honestly seems more important at times than Julia, honestly.
Yes, yes she does. And seeing her in
So
person, it's if it was Vince, she'd be right up there. Not the top because she's not blonde, but she'd be right up there. I mean, she's built. I mean,
Yeah,
she's a built woman.
she
So,
is a has a muscular frame,
oh yeah.
given how a lot of the roster looks.
Yeah. And she
I'm not
carries
saying
it like
anyone's
she
out of
knows.
shape,
No, I
but
know what you mean. Yeah.
she's definitely more on the, I guess I would say, Ivy Nile end of things than a lot of the roster is. Because even you can tell that Lyra's bulked up, but I'm not sure that she's that kind of kind of looks that way.
Yeah, it's this is to be taken the wrong way. Lyra to me is soft and not in a bad way. How do I say it? Like, you see a Keanu James, a Jay Cargill's another one. Those are
Oh,
hard
yeah.
ass women, you know? Yeah, yes, muscular and built, whatever else. Like, you've seen Lyra in person, like, but I haven't.
Well,
Well,
oh,
you stand
yeah,
them next
and
to
I've
each other, I
seen
think you'd know what
her.
I mean.
Yeah, and I've seen enough of her workout videos. So I'm just like, yeah,
Yes.
I know you're not taking it easy over there.
Right,
So
right.
I know you
Yeah.
can toss some pounds around.
Yeah. But it's like yeah, it's soft is maybe the wrong word, but
Yeah, no,
whatever.
I know what you
So,
mean. Or, yeah, I get what you
yeah.
mean. Where it, yeah, she just doesn't look as muscular. Even if she may be as strong, she doesn't look as straight, defined as Keanu James
Well,
does. And plus,
there's.
Keanu James is also like taller than
Right.
more
Yes.
of the women than she isn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say
It's like
that.
putting me on, like, even Bailey, I would say, is soft. So it's.
Oh,
And. But
yeah.
you know, Bailey is sturdy. Like.
Yeah, again, you can tell
You know?
I've seen the workout videos. I know that
And.
she is not off just eating donuts.
Right. It's like, you know, she's an athlete, you know, she's strong, but maybe it's her character. Maybe she doesn't want, maybe she's not supposed to. But like Keanu James,
Oh.
Jade, I'm sure there's other people too. They carry themselves like, yeah, I am a brick shit house. Like I am, well, she says she's that bitch. Where like Elira or
Yeah.
Bailey or even the Bellas, but the Bellas always put more into, flirtation and flaunting than showing off,
Yeah,
so yeah,
even in their later iterations, it was more about sex appeal than
right,
it
yeah,
wasn't.
yes. Where the other ones are like, yeah, I'm an athlete, and they're the women that were on volleyball, basketball, track and field, like in high school, who had the Letterman's, like the females who had the Letterman's jackets, like bragging about all the stuff they did. And then there's the other girls on the team that had a Letterman's jacket but just didn't wear it. That's Bailey, and that'd be like Bailey and Lyra, where the other two are constantly wearing their Letterman's jacket, even though it's 90 degrees outside. So, yeah, I think that's better. So, but anyways,
Yeah, that was
yeah.
all because of J.C. Jane and Lil Vice.
Yep.
That was one where I agreed with I don't know if it was Booker or Vic that said it during that matchup, and I think it was Booker, where he's like, yeah, Lil Vice really needs to win this one.
Yeah,
And
she did.
I was completely with him. Like, it's just like they have given her enough cracks at the championship where it's just like we were getting into some really weird territory because I don't remember who we predicted for that match, honestly.
I don't think we did prediction.
I think we did a quick
Oh.
predictions before we wrapped up last week's show.
Oh, we ended late last week, so.
But
Not that we're going anytime early
yeah, this
today.
one's not going to be short. Oh, although we're getting pretty close here. Because yeah, we talked about the men, we talked about the women. We at least side talked about you mentioned Tatum Paxley and Mariah.
Ha,
There, I just
gotcha.
did it. Blake Monroe.
Yeah. This feud sucks.
Yeah, it's
I
one
mean,
where I'm like, what are you trying to accomplish here? Like, it felt like the goal was to make Tatum Paxley, finally, like, really give her a good win, to really consummate her as a champion. I'm like, okay, great.
yeah.
Yeah, she gets the win against Blake, and then we're immediately back in the same feud. And I'm like,
Yep.
and I do understand having Blake pin her in the six person
Sure.
match.
Yep.
It's just like, yeah, okay, I get this. Booking 101 kind of stuff. So that part made sense, but I'm also like, I guess Blake Monroe loses again before going up. I don't love that. I
I
don't
don't know.
love Tatum Paxley losing, because that'll give her two different championship reigns that she's defended
Yes.
the championship once, I believe, in
Yep.
each case, and won that matchup. And then the second defense, she ends up losing. Like, I guess it's not as bad as losing on your first title defense, but it's the next worst thing. Like,
Yeah,
I
but it's
such
like,
a
why win the titles? I don't know. Maybe I'm putting too much thought on it, but it's like Paxley's gonna stick around. Okay, maybe this is a way to get Blake Monroe out, but they planted her with this Vanity Project faction. And oh, did you see the scene I was talking about when I said it looked like porno? That's by design too. You know that's by design. That was blatantly on purpose.
yeah,
Yeah.
they definitely were going that route, especially with
Yeah.
that foursome there. Yeah, that was the one thing that did make me go, oh, maybe Blake Monroe isn't going up, because she did kind of feel like she was in the position. And again, yeah, she definitely had enough indie experience, AEW experience, that hey, maybe you want the people to learn the WWE lingo and how all this, that, and the other thing works, and that's why you're in NXT for a year or
Ever.
whatever. I can understand doing a 6 months to a year, but yeah, it feels like it's time to move her on along here. Like, she had a North American Championship reign. She really doesn't need the main women's belt before she gets called up. Like, it's so unnecessary.
Wait, wasn't she only North American champion for a small spell because Thea hit, she got hurt?
Well,
And
yeah,
then,
that was that. Yeah, that was
yeah.
one where Booker T was like, "Oh, that Thea Hale run was fake."
Well, poor Thea Hale too, you know?
Yeah, she has the. It's really weird that that made things worse for her.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like they had at least some story for her, at that point, and she was kind of working her way into being in contention, and then she accidentally wins, and it just completely wrecks the storyline. And she has not recovered since then.
Yeah, now shining on TV again.
Because, yeah, I
So.
mean, I guess I was more with Booker than I wasn't, but it was weird to have an announcer be that emphatic about how, and I mean, we all saw it. It was definitely a fluke win that Thea Hale had.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew it
Just
was wrong,
because.
but make chicken salad, man.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like, and that was the other one. And like, that to me is one of those moments where there's some Booker high spots. That's one of those ones where I'm like, what are you doing here, buddy? Like, that's one where I'm like, you're exposing the business as much as anyone in this moment, It's just like, he has made it personal that happened. It's just like you said, like, if the referees are told to count and she's knocked out, it is what it is,
Exactly. Yeah.
everyone was doing their job. Tough shit. Like, you've got to, Booker T as an announcer just has to accept that and move on. I
Well.
mean, it feels weird to say it that way, but whatever.
Yeah.
Again, like, I think that's part of one of those. There's a lot of things I like about Booker. There are still things that bother me, because I think that was another thing that kind of bothered me on the Tuesday show in general, where sometimes he just It's like, oh no, I'm gonna have a completely different opinion now. And
Yeah, well.
Vic is like, dude, like you've done like a 180 on your opinion here. What the fuck is going on? And Booker's like, tough shit is his answer every time. And
Yes.
it's just like, Vic's like, okay, dude, like this isn't how storytelling works. Like Vic actually seems to know what at least how the general arc of a story should go. And Booker's like, nah, fuck that. I'm winging it here
Yeah,
because
I
I'm
work here
Booker
too.
T. And it's
Like,
just
yes, you
like,
do.
okay. Again, doesn't make any sense, but
What was
sure, I guess we'll roll with it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just thought, like, I forgot also, like, Kalani Jordan and Jada Parker are gonna go roll it back again. I'm guessing
Yes.
that's Kalani's goodbye. I don't know. Just I know it's the
Could be.
revenge thing, but it's like, man, revenge has the first two letters of repeat as well. So, man.
Yeah, that is the tough thing about the revenge here. It's even though there are things that are slightly different, 'cause oh yeah, we're getting Zarya and Sol again, and it's just like it's weird. I don't know. Is it okay to give Zarya the win finally here?
She should have won in the first fucking place. She
Well,
never wins. She
yes.
loses every time. I mean, they made her kick out of, or, well, she kicked out of this and she kicked out of this. She still lost. So what?
Yeah,
Like,
that's another one of those we were talking about earlier with the AEW. Oh, they were a tough out, and it's just like, well, it
so?
doesn't matter if you keep on losing.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're a tough out.
Yeah, a tough out is like, oh man, they've lost these two and then they win a couple. Another tough one. And then they finally start winning. Zarya never wins. Just doesn't. And it's like they've had other people beat Soul with her help, but she can't beat Soul. And it's like she like that's why I said Saturday or Sunday. She's dead in the water. Even if she wins this, it's like, okay, well, there'll be a third one. And I guess she needs to win that because Soul clearly isn't meant to be there anymore.
Yeah, that's another one that it just at this point is a head scratcher. Like
Yeah.
if there's someone on the NXT roster that I'm not worried about getting lost in the shuffle of getting called up, Sol Ruka
Yeah.
on that list.
Yeah. I was dumbfounded Saturday watching the show. And they said they're doing it again, and it's like Zarya needs to annihilate her then. And give her some steam because, my thick princess needs to be treated a lot better. I am all on the Zarya train for all the right reasons. So
yeah, she needs some type of sustained push. Like
yeah.
it's one where it's wild to me that I feel like she's done what they've asked of her with everything that she's been given. Her promos are at least good to me. Her in-ring work has been great. It's one of those ones where you wonder what the internal questions are. It's one of those I think you and I have talked about the unreal before. Like, I want to know the real, the unreal behind the unreal for this kind of a
Oh
situation. Like,
yeah.
it's like, what is this person not doing that you want them to do, because it feels like they're ready for a breakout, but you're holding them back more than they're holding them back.
Yep. Yeah. I think there's a lot of talent in NXT that's like that, but it's a stalemate. There's a log jam for the main roster. And with because they only have 6 hours of TV every week. For the main roster. Oh, I'm sorry, 5.5 sometimes. So, not everyone can get on the
Yeah,
roster.
it's more 5.5 than not.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Yep.
Bell time beer of the show here, since I was drinking some beers from the trip last year. I decided to continue on that road trip and relive it a little bit here. Rochester Brewing and Roasting Company. This place served beer and coffee. So come one, come all for any kind of beverages like that. This was a double dry hopped hazy IPA number 16. So this must have been one in a series, and it is very tasty. Yeah, they are out in Kansas City, Missouri, and I just got to go and grab some beers there. I did not get to stay there, and I did not have a coffee. I had a hot chocolate. Every time I go to a coffee place, I have hot chocolate. The wife liked their coffee, so I will say that. Beer also very good. I bought a variety six pack, and it's been tasty. There is some beer with coffee in it that also, again, was very good. So should one find themselves in Kansas City, go to Rochester Brewing and Roasting Company. Very, very tasty. So bell time beer for the show. I am at DeFrango11. He is at Granny Maze. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.